Iran says it will not let the European Union's rejection of an invitation to tour Iranian atomic plants affect upcoming talks with world powers concerned about its nuclear program. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman says the talks, to be held in Turkey later this month, are totally independent from issues like Iran's invitation to visit its nuclear sites. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council, Britain, China, France, Russia, and the U.S., plus Germany, hope the talks will address their fears Tehran is seeking nuclear weapons. Iran, which says its nuclear program is peaceful, invited foreign diplomats to visit its atomic sites a week before the Istanbul talks. Evan Braden Montgomery is a research fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments and co-author of a report on the Iranian nuclear issue published by the Council on Foreign Relations. We asked him what it would mean if Iran did have the capability to use a nuclear weapon. He said there are three main consequences.
The first is you would have a potentially very unstable Iranian-Israeli relationship, much more so than it is today. First, both would be nuclear-armed powers. Israel is widely suspected to have a fairly robust nuclear arsenal. And given the particular size of both nations' arsenals, you could have a very unstable situation where both parties would have an incentive to potentially strike first in a crisis, even despite the enormous potential costs. Second, Iran could be emboldened to support proxies throughout the region even more so than it already does. And third, Israel could be encouraged to abandon its policy of nuclear ambiguity, not declaring whether it is or is not a nuclear weapon state, which could have broader implications throughout the region in terms of its cooperation with Arab states and also the U.S.'s ability to implement some kind of containment coalition against Iran in the future.
What do you mean by support proxies?
In terms of Iran's support for groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, groups in Iran and Afghanistan that might look to subvert the government.
Would it be impossible to deter Iran from attacking U.S. interests or partners in the Mideast if they did have nuclear weapons?
It certainly may be possible. I think it would be very difficult. Right now, deterrence and containment seems to be emerging as the default option for dealing with a nuclear-armed Iran in the future. But there are a few major problems with that, even though most people assume since deterrence and containment succeeded during the Cold War, it would certainly succeed in the case of Iran. But on the one hand, during the Cold War, the United States had formal treaty obligations with its allies. It also deployed hundreds of thousands of troops in Western Europe to deter a Soviet attack. It seems unlikely that anything like that would happen in the case of the U.S. and its allies in the Middle East today. Even during the Cold War, despite those commitments, there were consistent questions and skepticism whether the United States would really be willing to put its own cities at risk to defend its allies in the event of a war in Europe. And you would have a similar dilemma today in the case of Iran once it acquires the ability to target the U.S. homeland whenever that might actually happen. And the third problem is the things that Iran is most likely to do that are particularly destabilizing, including its support for proxies like Hezbollah and Hamas, are actually the most difficult to deter.
Why do you say they're the most difficult to deter?
Because they're difficult to attribute. In terms of, it's difficult to say that Iran actually did these things. It's not overt, like a conventional military invasion or a nuclear attack. And the costs of supporting groups like Hezbollah and Hamas and the damage they can do is still far lower than a conventional or nuclear attack. Therefore, it's questionable whether the United States would be willing or able to retaliate against Iran in that eventuality.
What do you project would be the response if Iran used a nuclear weapon in the region?
I think if Iran actually did use a nuclear weapon, you would see a conventional military response by the United States against Iran with the reserved threat of a nuclear retaliation. It's difficult to imagine that the United States would jump right to a nuclear retaliation, especially given the fact that the U.S. nuclear arsenal really is predominantly made up of very large yield weapons that would have extraordinarily high collateral damage and inflict a devastating amount of civilian casualties against Iran.
Would other nations other than the United States be compelled to use their own nuclear weapons? I'm thinking of Israel.
If Israel was targeted by Iran with a nuclear attack, it's almost impossible to believe that Israel would not respond with nuclear weapons against Iran.
And that would be devastating to the region.
It certainly would.
What would you predict would happen if we got that scenario?
You would certainly see a dramatic impact on the global economy, given Iran's role as an oil producer and the fact that it's located in a critical sea line of communication where most oil travels to Asia and much of the region. It would be absolutely devastating.
Well, in a way, this is sort of a way to encourage Iran not to use nuclear weapons because of what it would do to its own nation and the economy.
Certainly, and that's one of the dilemmas, certainly for the Iranians, is that in any conventional or nuclear conflict, they would be likely to suffer as much, if not more, than any other party, both because they're lined up against superior military powers in the United States and Israel, and because their economy is extremely sensitive to any disruption given its dependence on oil exports.
Evan Braden Montgomery, a research fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.